of Vancouver that we use every day, but it's really, we should stop doing that because we are on the unceded, ancestral, and otherwise shared and stolen lands of the Halkomelem-speaking Musqueam peoples. But that is where the UBC campus is placed. Obviously, we are also broadcasting worldwide on lands all over the world and broadcasting out to the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh territories and lands on the FM signal. And today it is Spit in Your Ear for the 6 to 7 time slot. It is also final season on campus. Are you feeling like a zombie, like Rob Zombie? Or are you feeling like a zombie on a chicken jockey? What are your thoughts on that? Have you seen the Minecraft movie, anyone?
Yeah, I did.
I also saw it.
Wait.
My theater was evicted of people. Yeah, you know, my theater was evicted.
Really? What happened?
14 people were expelled. I was also told off for going on my phone, and they deleted footage from my phone.
Really?
Yeah. Or from my friend's phone, not my phone.
That's amazing.
There was bodyguards in the theater.
Yeah, they're calling martial law for the Minecraft movie. I want to tell my funny Minecraft story.
Okay.
So I was supposed to go to the theater with my friends, and then I didn't. And instead it was like 3 a.m., and I was like, oh, I want to watch the Minecraft movie. So I went to one of those illegal streaming sites.
Yeah.
And I clicked on it, and I thought it would just be like a theater recording, you know, and I thought I'd hear people scream chicken jockey in the recording. Mm-hmm. But no, on all the like web movie like free streaming sites, they have a work print copy of the Minecraft movie.
Mm-hmm.
So like half the animation is not finished.
You got the pre-render, the prototype.
And they have like
you got like the ancient Minecraft tome.
No, literally,
but biblically accurate Minecraft.
But I'll show you movie. This because like I recorded yeah. some parts and all the animation looks like a YouTube video, like they literally have like the green screen flame
yeah.
and stuff like
someone
that.
Someone didn't pay for their free trial of Blender.
Yeah, it looks like, and like half of it's correctly animated, but the other half is like not animated. And there's like this part where you can see all the villagers with like the heads, and they're like not fully chroma keyed in.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But my review on the Minecraft movie is.
It's like DeepSeek.
No, actually, this is my theory of the Minecraft movie. It's that like what's on the screen is not as important as what the people in the theater are doing.
Yeah, no, and that was literally my entire review. Was that the babble and the burly was way more important than anything going on screen.
Yeah, and I think theaters, now that they want people to like text and smoke in the movie theater, it's more like a music tour.
I always want a social weekend. Movie, but then they also clamp down on it, so there's a confusing juxtaposition. There's a push and pull.
But once they made their money, like if like let's say it was clamped on before they made their money, then the directors would be like, "This sucks." But like they made like the movie cost $150 million, and they made like $300 million. I don't know how it
does
that
it cost
much.
That much?
Yeah, I mean, Jason Momoa was
well,
paid
they were paying
million.
For their Blender subscription every day.
It's just really funny to look at a movie that's not even fully animated. And be like, this is $150 million, but yeah, I think movies now will be like. You go for one thing. The crazy thing is the chicken jockey scene is like an hour in. So people are waiting an hour for that.
Yeah, and then to leave without their, to get kicked out without their refund.
Yeah.
Which is my entire section that happened.
Yeah, I wish someone brought a firework into the theater.
Or the live chicken. You've seen the live chicken.
I've seen the live chicken, but I think it's not gone far enough.
Yeah.
Until someone.
You want sacrifice, human sacrifice in the Cineplex.
I think Movies for Blood is maybe the next move.
What about like they're doing like full tracheal shaves in the Cineplex.
Tracheal shaves.
They're doing like full tracheal shaves in the Cineplex during the Minecraft movie. Yeah.
I saw that.
I need the kind of
tracheal shave.
I need the kind of movie that I saw like trepanned for. Like you need like pressure release from your brain to watch it.
Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey.
Stop eating gnocchi with the chicken jockey and start drinking beer with the deers.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think we should have many, many Minecraft movies. One for each mod.
I think we should have 350...
Ewan is what under is, the table.
Yeah, there's people crawling on the floor. There's people being fed food into their hand while they're on their hands and knees
this
in Studio
A.
This
is so beautiful. I wish you could see this, listeners. I wish I could show you.
People are being fed like dogs. In other news, apart from the Minecraft... arf, arf, arf. Apart from the Minecraft movie, it was Sebi last night at Red Gate.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What?
I had to turn around.
What? No one else went to Sebi. Well, yeah, I didn't see you guys there, so.
Yeah, I've got a job.
No. Sebi was really emotional and overwhelmed that people he was like surprised that Vancouver like knew information about the world.
Really?
He was like, whoa, he was taken aback.
Why do people think this is some like podunk like backwater? I don't understand.
I don't know what people are saying like about us, like yeah. In LA and New York, and
this is like I saw a video on.
I think people treat us as like trivia.
Yeah, no, I saw a video on my feed of someone on like the like I think it was the buses here, but they were like an American. They're like, people thank their bus driver as they walk on. Canada is such a unique place.
You need to like Americans. Was it an American person?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Americans only say thank you when they get their burger from from Carl's Jr.
I mean, no, literally.
Like, they can only say thank you when they get a burger. Like, you need to explain it with
the
burger.
I would hold doors for people, and they give me weird looks. They think I was trying to date them or something.
Can you explain the tariffs using burger analogy?
Wait,
Danny, did you see that they're selling a the election burger? Like, they're selling election burgers in New West, and it's like the Mike Carney burger has like a liberal amount of cheese, and what's his name? They were like with a conservative amount of lettuce in this burger. Like, they'll be like,
and they both have zesty sauce.
Yeah, they're like, it's. We should go down. Spit, yeah.
I do have a video to help explain the tariffs, but the viewers aren't going to
see it. I can explain it.
The election is going to get burger-splained.
Look. So this is the tariff explanation.
So the United States is dancing. China's also dancing. I'm not exactly sure.
Can someone explain
this
video?
They're doing like a little dance battle.
Yeah. They're doing like a little dance.
What did the USA say?
The USA?
What did...
Do the burger analogy.
So
the burger analogy?
Just say like US have burger, China want.
Oh, okay. So the US has the hamburger cuz Germany, and the China has Rojo Mao, which is their burger, and then China said, or America said, you're copying our burger. And then China says, we're really old and we've actually had our version of burger for longer. And then they're basically going band for band. And whoever will have burger for burger, and whoever has... So they basically, what they're doing is they're like, oh, well, you can't have my lettuce. You can't have my tomato. But what the Americans don't know is the Rojo Mao is actually a delicious blend of braised meat, maybe of donkey, horse, or pork, that is put inside of a crispy flatbread. So they don't actually need lettuce and onion and tomato like the classic American Krabby Patty.
Okay.
So,
damn.
Yeah. And the like rare earth minerals is like the Krabby Patty sauce. Sort of. And
minerals,
China's like,
you say? Can you? Okay. I'm actually not okay.
Minerals, son. And it's basically like, play Black Ops 2 and it'll make sense. This is actually just a recommendation. Play Black Ops 2.
Yeah, play Black Ops 2. That. Get on the Blops 2.
Because it's literally the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Except there's no woman president in our version.
Unfortunate.
You can only explain things using burgers or video games.
Yeah.
True. Otherwise, it's like, shut up.
Pizza.
Yeah, pizza's a good one.
French fries. Soda.
No. Stop making me hungry. I'm hungry.
No soda explanation.
No soda.
I'm hungry, but for beer. What is that called? They need a word that's like horny, but for
alcohol.
For grain alcohol.
Apparently, I'm addicted to caffeine. I didn't know this.
I mean, when did you find out? How did you find out?
Over the course of a few months when several people kept telling me and I kept denying.
Okay, sorry. Did people tell you, or did you realize? Like, when did the penny drop?
yesterday I was talking to my coworker and I was like, am I addicted to caffeine? And he was like, do you feel normal without caffeine? Do you need it every morning? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yeah.
But again, you can't do the same thing. You can't be like, am I autistic to people? You gotta like, autism comes from inside. Addiction comes from inside. You gotta go a day without having caffeine.
But it's like a peer review thing. It means something. You know, like I wouldn't have known if like six people didn't tell me.
Inside of you, there's two wolves.
Yes.
And they're both kissing. No. Yes. But the thing is, like, I realized I was addicted to caffeine when
Isn't this a music collective show?
Hey. Okay.
We're doing our intro. This is our intro.
But when you try going without caffeine and you feel really bad and you like you do some rigmarole to get some caffeine. That's when you know you're addicted.
Okay, well, I haven't tried going without caffeine.
If you start, stripping copper wire.
Yeah.
What?
Have you seen that movie? A Selfish Giant? It's really good.
The BFG.
Okay. In other news, it's also Wash Your Monkey Monday.
Yeah.
it's the inaugural one. And we're also going to launch into SEBI. This is Jeepers Creepers on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Spit in Your Ear.
Yay.
Yay.
She-her. Talk like a he-him. Party like a Caesar. I got so much green and I ain't talking Caesar. I smoking on that green, yeah, I'm talking about that reefer. Jeepers, creepers, I'm about to blow up like a creeper. Yeah, my money, got a meter. She not funny, I got a lever. Blow up like a creeper. Yeah, my money got a meter. She not funny, I gotta leave her. Act like a fatal, oh, yeah. Look like a she-her. Smoke like a he-her. And then we go and party just like a Caesar, oh.
I just wanna we'll be right back.
fucking scrotty, you know. Rocking off in a techno. Jumping the beat, not jumping the pussy. Jumping the mic in the movie, I wanna be a B.A. I'll keep right now, I'm in the mic, gonna take you, I'm gonna take you, I'm gonna take you down. Not jumping the beat, but the bad boys, I'm in the bad boys, I'm in the bad boy crew. Hippin' and givin' and jumpin' the pressure. Jumping the mic, and I wanna get a get, jumpin' and get a get, jumpin' and get down. When I'm up in the mic, and I'm making it sound, when I'm making it sound, when I'm making it true. When I'm up in the mic, and I'm coming out food, and I'm coming out food, and I'm coming out back. But the bass I tap, but the bass I tap, and the beat one time. And I'm up in the mic, I'll rock his vibe, I'll rock his vibe, I'll rock his session. LSD, gonna get you trippy, not your fucking mind. Lost some family, I've lost my troops, I picked some drugs on fucking loops. It's not done, been so bad to me. Might just cop some ecstasy. I'm on my life expectancy, but I met myself just gradually. One my life happily, free myself in a fucking fleet. I flee, no place to be now. I'm hopping in my gonna make an MC, but I make an MC, but I'm gonna go fast. Oh, yes, it's LD, but I'm gonna get you, but I'm gonna get you, but I get down. I'm hopping in my gonna make an MC, but I'm making this sound, but I'm making this fucking crew.
So
I'll fucking lick it, stick it, smoke it, loads of bone, think that you're in your moment. No time for fucking bombing. Guess so high, you have to float in. But it's fucking choking, choking. But yeah, I'm like the MCOD. What if I can't, then I'm what if I can't, you can't be me. At top of the scene, I'm rocking session, rocking party. Everybody drinking body, drinking body, drinking booze. Gonna make you move, gonna make you move, gonna make you wonder. Yes, you know, but I'm coming like thunder, coming like thunder, come like lightning. And my lyrics are fucking frightening.
Thank you.
rock and roll. It's not that serious. Words, let's pray. Keep the music playing. Can you keep on singing with me as the hours touch on so evil? Lips loving shitty beat keeps thumping. Let's get one more song in. I can't stand the episode's taking on.
With that, shut your fucking mouth! drink the piss. Fuck MTV, I ain't afraid to say it. That bubblegum boy band shit, it's gay. Fist fight me, pick the place. I'ma fuck you up and then fuck your face. Timberlake, fuck you, bitch. Nick Lachey, you better lick my dick. NSYNC, that shit's for chicks. I'ma get the CD and set that shit on fire. Well, I'ma say it. Well, I'ma say it. Well, I'ma say it. Fuck you. When you call out my friend, I'm a mental psycho freak. Go right back again. Jesus, decapitation. Call out my friend. Rain in the fucking fuck you. Call to me. Suck the dick. Drink the piss. Well, I'm about to kill you to death. Like a butterfly knife to the neck, and if I make you dead, you won't live. Cause I definitely got no fucks to give. You wanna call me names and talk shit? I'll hit a motherfucker in the head with a fist. Stool sample, handle this. And you can suck the dick and then drink the piss. Well, I'ma say it. Yeah, I'ma say it. Yeah, I'ma say it. Fuck you.
Get on a stage somewhere you've never been. Or do you fancy me an old school romantic with emotional damage and a heart that's too big for my chest?
And after all the time I've waited, you can break my arms off and stab me with my own hands, and it would feel great. I think that you would want to hold me, even if it's gory. Makes me feel ashamed for being so cliche.
Forever is never. I still wear your t-shirt. Our friend could have been famous if we played. Take care of our ghosts. I used to hold you so close.
소년 소녀 백서 그런 그녀 있어. Ooh, you know 소리 없이 다가온 소문처럼 다가온 사람. Yeah 친구의 생일 밤 너를 알게 됐고 Fall in love 수줍었던 그 미소 두 눈에 가득했던 파도 넌 나를 보면
지금 익숙해 지금 익숙해
마치 넌 장면들은 return Ooh, hello 가득 차네 네 얼굴 잠깐의 착각인 줄 했네 yeah. 용기를 내봐도 반응 없는데 더 calling out 자꾸 난 너를 향해 자꾸 넌 달아나는데도 널 떠올리고
are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at MasseyBooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Yeah.
Hello. We played 11 songs.
We did.
They were Jeepers Creepers by Sebi, Mystery, Justin Paris 2222, Ready to Move or Not, Lee Downey, DJ Scotty, 5 Star, AC, Dino Kitty by Heartcrush, Damage Suppressor, Black Dresses, off of Peaceful as Hell, Bleachers, Slime Get'em, Crawl to Me, Kyle Gordon, Scientific Progress Goes... dot, 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 dot. That's the title. By the Dallas Cowboys, their latest single. Tiramisu Cake, We Are the Night. Then It's Not Funny When I'm the Joke by Cunt Sniffer. Off of, It's Not Funny When I'm the Joke. Up next, we have some guitar-based music because there's only really two types of music. One with guitar and one without.
I'm bad.
and literally absolute ass music. According to Ewan. And so I will play that. If you guys were in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, who would you be?
I haven't watched that movie.
I'd be
so
the
long.
Chocolate.
No? You're like my assignment wire.
I'd be that boy that eats the chocolate.
Oh shit. Oh man.
I'm
TV because I'm always on reels.
Oh my god. Because you're eating the Kara milk. Have you ever felt like you were going to find a gold chocolate bar?
Yes.
I do. Real? I that's get why. That feeling. Yeah.
That's why I became obsessed with Kara milk as a kid, because I was obsessed with the, like, Willy Wonka aspect of it.
Yes.
So you clocked that exactly. I always thought I'd find a key.
The guy,
I wish I found a key.
Okay. What's a slur for communist? What's a slur for communist? I don't know. Okay.
Liberal.
Red. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, libtard. What?
I forgot we can say that now.
It's literally a suffix. It's like not a, you know.
Alicia, do you want to see lesbian content that appeared on my feed?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Sorry,
you're listening to Music Collective.
You're taking your Himajoshi out. There are two certified Himajoshis in Studio A.
No.
I went to Himajoshi.com and it was just your first and last government names on the website. No Himajoshi. Like, sorry, no.
As long as I ain't no damn Yume shipper.
Oh my god, no Yuri was found.
No Yuri was found.
No Yuri was found. It was just your first and last name. On that website.
And middle. And date of birth.
I made that website.
Your geo-coordinates.
Yes.
Where I'm sending a benign and benevolent drone.
I put a tracker chip right in your eyeball.
Oh. I put a nudie. Sorry, I need to get this right. I put an air tag in the back left pocket of your nudie jeans when you weren't looking.
Whoa.
Can I ask you a question?
It's a brand of jeans, yeah.
I asked this to Yaya. I didn't get the full answer, but would you rather be the wound that doesn't heal or the dull blade that twists inside?
The weapon, obviously.
What was yours?
The wound is yawn. Also, enough going on Tumblr for you. Like, what kind of Tumblr 2014 asked question was, would you rather be the angel that watches over you or the devil beneath your sheets? Like what kind of fucking question? Like,
you're crazy girl.
Crazy. Who's feeling Bonita right now? Anyone feeling Bonita in Studio A? You're all feeling zombie. You're feeling zombie like Chicken Jockey. Okay.
I'm feeling slightly Bonita, maybe 13-14%.
Okay.
Actually, yeah.
Out of all my feelings.
What would you need to get you to like get you just over that finish line? Maybe like 80%.
Crazy, like frilly dress.
I need someone to do all my finals for me.
Oh, that's
crazy. Yeah. Let's call in the. Actually, it's not. Let's not do that. I was gonna say something irrevocable.
What about Chicken Jockey if it was Chinese?